Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 31. Remember me, O my God, for good. What a prayer here at the end of Nehemiah. And he actually prays it multiple times in different ways throughout Nehemiah 13, asking God to remember him for good, for what he had done to build up God's people, to restore and repair these walls around Jerusalem. And there's a lot we could talk about when it comes to this prayer from Nehemiah. What I love maybe most about it is how single-minded Nehemiah is. He knows that at the end of his life, what matters most is what God says. Not what this person or that person says, but what God says. Not by what the world says. Okay, they accomplished this or that. No, what will God say in the end? And Nehemiah is living for what God will say, what God will have seen. That's the picture here. Remember me, oh my God, for good. And my mind just goes in a variety of different directions when I think about the application of this in our lives. Well, one, I'm so thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ that covers my sin, that keeps God from remembering me for my sin, because there's plenty of sin in my life that if he chose to, he could and would remember, that I would be held to for all of eternity, that I would be judged for all of eternity. But this is the gospel for all who trust in Jesus. We are not remembered by God for our sin. We are remembered by God for the righteousness of Jesus that we're trusting in. Yes, praise God for the gospel. And in light of this grace, yes, God, may it be true that at the end of my life, that by the overflow of your grace in me, there is just much good. That by your grace in me, by the power of your Spirit in me, I have done for you ultimately, O God, and for others around me. Don't you want to live with a single-minded focus on getting to the end and hearing God say, well done, good and faithful servant? That's what Nehemiah is praying. Remember me, oh my God, for good. So let's live today toward that end. Just today, knowing today could be our last day for any one of us. So let's pray. God, help us to live today for good, for that which is good and pleasing to you first and foremost above all. God, we want to live for your glory, for your approval, for what you say. Help us to put aside what others say, to the extent of which that's different than what you say. Help us to put aside what others think or what this world would want for us. God, help us to live for what you want for us today. And help us to do good, to live out of the overflow of love for you with all our hearts and love for others as ourselves. God, help us to serve others. Help us to build others up according to their needs in Christ Jesus. Help us to edify our brothers and sisters in Christ. Help us to love our family members and friends and coworkers and classmates and neighbors and anybody we interact with. God, help us to lead people to Jesus that they might not experience judgment due to their sin for eternity. God, help us to share the gospel faithfully today with somebody. God, help us to spend our lives in whatever you want for the spread of the gospel to all the peoples of the earth. God, we pray specifically today for the Tihami Arab people, Saudi Arabia and Yemen, over 5 million of them, most of whom have no knowledge of your love in Jesus. Oh God, please cause the gospel to spread among the Tihami Arab people of Saudi and Yemen. that when they come face to face with you, they will experience the fullness of your salvation through faith in Jesus. And God, help us to faithfully do all you call us to do, to reach them and other people groups like them with the good news of your grace. That's what we might be remembered for, living to spread your glory among all the nations as long as we were here. God, may it be said in the end that we were faithful to make disciples of the nations with the grace you have given to us in the time we have here. We pray all this according to your word in Nehemiah 13, verse 31, in Jesus' name. Amen.